Hello and welcome to the Office Dev Show, the show all about Office 365 development. And today I have with me Sudhir Mariamanda from our add-in engineering team for Office Extensibility. Welcome.
Hey, Sonia. Hi.
And today we're going to cover the Office Everywhere type of theme that we've had going on, where basically we're enabling add-ins across all of the various platforms where Office runs.
Yep. That's right. So we did this show, was it a few months ago, where we talked about the iPad?
Yep.
We saw add-ins working on the iPad. Today we're going to look at add-ins on the Mac.
Very exciting.
So very excited to show you guys a bunch of demos today about on Word, Excel, and PowerPoint on the Mac.
Awesome.
So do you want to get started?
Let's dive in, for
sure. All right, awesome. So I have Word over here. So again, I'm just going to launch a blank document. We're always in the Insert menu at this point. So if you go to Insert, you've got your add-ins sort of group of icons. I'm going to click on Store just to show you guys what the store looks like. And there it is.
Yep.
And that's the entire store that you have available for you from a classic Office perspective. Just pick any app or add-in over here. That's the dictionary app. And if you trust it, of course, it gets inserted into the Word application. I'm going to close that for now. Let's go back to the add-ins menu. Let's take a look at Wikipedia, which is our pre-installed add-in for Word. So clicking on Wikipedia should launch it right there. So there it is. A little a trick that you may or may not know in Word. I'm going to insert some random text in here. 99 lines and 2 sentences per line. There it is. And as you already know, if I select some text on in my document, it sort of searches Wikipedia automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can select text from Wikipedia right here, and then insert this into the document. And that should be inserted into the
nice.
Document. So again, the same functionality that you have from a Win32 perspective or an iPad, you have available on the Mac as well. So that's Word. Let's look at Excel really quick. Again, Excel is shipping developer preview this month, so it should be available for our developers the middle of February. And then PowerPoint, again, is coming a month after that. So this is Excel. Again, new workbook. And I'm going to go into Insert. Again, you've got the whole pre-installed add-in Bing Maps and People Graph. And of course, you've got the store. Again, it's going to be the same story from a store perspective.
Yep.
Everything that's available on Win32 is going to be available on the Mac. Let's go ahead and close that, and let's go back to Bing Maps and insert Bing Maps. And here it is. You've got the same sort of the
dialogues.
Kind of again, the experience is going to be exactly the same, just to make sure that we're not teaching our users or our developers new things per platform. It's sort of exactly the same across all the platforms. So let's go ahead and delete that. And the last thing I wanted to show you is PowerPoint. As you can see, this is sort of a developer build, so very, very fresh, off the press, if you will. So you might see some errors, so bear with me. Again, I go to the Insert dialog, or the Insert menu, and Store. You should see all of PowerPoint add-ins available in the store. Here it is. Let's go ahead and insert an add-in. Let's say we insert Stock Dial, for what it's worth. Gonna trust it. And I'm going to say open. That's a developer build. So
there you go.
And here it is. And again, you can enter your favorite stock. Oh, not Misfit.
Not Misfit.
I don't need autocorrect over here. So there it is.
Yep.
So that's, again, Word, Excel, PowerPoint coming to developers and to our consumers in the next 2 to 3 months or so.
Excellent. So because this is a developer build and Word is the one that's out right now, when you do an update of Microsoft Office on your Mac, it'll just pull it down automatically in the Word update.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Okay. Nothing special required. It just goes through the Microsoft update, or you can get it from office365.com, the regular channels where you sort of get an update for Word, Excel, or PowerPoint
Great.
In the coming months.
Great. Yep. So how can developers actually test out their apps?
Yep. So the easiest, super easy. We've got an article that walks you through the process. What I'd like to do is just walk you through the process myself, just because it's super simple.
Yeah.
So here I am. I've just opened Terminal. Again, as you may know, opening Terminal is super easy. Just type in Terminal, and then it sort of opens up in Spotlight. And I am in this folder called, PWD. That's the folder that I'm on. So the way you get to that folder is you go CD, tilde, library, and then containers. The tilde library will take you to your user-specific library. And then containers, com.microsoft.word, data, documents, and wef. The WEF folder will not be created, will not be there by default. You just sort of create the folder.
Okay.
And then once you create the folder, I'm going to open that folder up in Finder. So open dot, again, that opens up that folder, the WEF folder in Finder. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my desktop. I've got a couple of XML files over here, which are my manifest files. I'm just going to drag and drop them or just copy them over. I've got DocuSign over here. So imagine DocuSign as a developer, as an ISV, sort of, you know, gets the latest Word installed on their computer, on their Mac, and then sideloads the manifest, sort of copies the manifest over to this folder. And then as soon as I go back and quit Word, don't save, and then relaunch it. And I'm going to relaunch Word. And again, blank document. And if I go back to the Insert menu, click on Add-ins and click on My Add-ins, here is the developer add-ins. So here's, if you have 10 different manifest files, 10 different add-ins that you publish, you'll see, and you've copied over all the 10 manifest files over to that folder, you'll see all the list of the 10 add-ins right here. So I'm going to click on this. Again, that's going to insert it into the document. And here's your add-in as is, again, from a Win32 perspective or an iPad perspective. And then you can sort of, as a developer, you can test it, make sure that it's working fine. And then once it's working fine, if something is wrong with it, obviously go back and fix it. And as soon as it's, you know, if it's working fine, then you don't have to make any changes, obviously. And then again, as I said before, we're going to make this available to consumers in the next 2 to 3 months or so.
Great, excellent. And so there's nothing, and I know we covered this when we talked through the iPad add-in capability, but there's nothing different that they need to do. So once they create their solution in Visual Studio and they get that manifest file, and they get everything set up as they would normally for Win32 or for iPad, this is just, they would take that manifest file, sideload it, and test it out, and know that anything that's in the store will work just fine.
Correct, yeah. So that's sort of the premise of the platform. From an API perspective, from a functionality perspective, it's pretty standard across all the different platforms. Of course, browsers are different. The way browsers render your HTML, the way they execute JavaScript is a bit different. So that's the reason why we wanted to sort of get this out there to our developers as soon as possible.
Get them.
So they can actually test it, validate it, and fix any things that are broken, if you will. But in general, again, from an Office functionality, from an Office API perspective, add an API perspective, it's entirely the same across all the platforms. So again, it shouldn't be a whole, you know, different across different platforms. But again, there are those browser differences that again, we just want to be cognizant of and sort of, you know, go on and proactively fix them.
Excellent. Yeah, so this is a great way for devs to test things out and make sure everything's
absolutely
good to go on this new platform. That's exciting. Is there a resource that developers can use if they want to read more details about the sideloading piece of it?
Yep. So I've got the site pulled up over here. So here is the article. Walks you through the process of sideloading on the iPad as well as Mac.
Okay.
So just scroll through that. So there's a Mac-specific section all the way at the bottom over here. That's all iPad, as you can see. It's the Mac, and of course, it talks about the folder, right? And then how you can see your developer add-in in the add-ins menu. If you go all the way to the bottom of the document, you'll also see debugging your Office add-ins on the Mac and iPad. So again, take a look at that. It's, again, super simple process. We recommend using a tool called Winery.
Okay.
Of course, from a Win32 perspective, you've got Visual Studio at your disposal to sort of debug these add-ins.
Yep.
Not so for the Mac and the iPad. So again, we use a tool called Winery. It's a free open source tool, very easy to download and set up. Again, the article walks you through the whole process. So if you want to debug your add-ins on the iPad, this is the thing that you should be using.
And I'm pretty sure you did a really good walkthrough on the iPad episode
iPad, correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Very cool. Thank you. I will load in all of the resources and all of the links that we talked about into the show notes for today. And go test out your add-ins on the Mac platform.
Fantastic.
Thank you much. Happy coding.